On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. Welcome home to On the Edge with April Mahoney. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, we have an acupuncturist, oh yes, and an author. Her name is Elena Grabko. Originally from the Ukraine, lived in Israel, now she's living in Canada. She's had so many different types of jobs and different experiences, but she's going to teach us what is acupuncture, the benefit of it, how it works, and how not to be afraid of it. It's a wonderful modality. There she is. She is here on the Edge with Us Brains. Look at her, the beautiful Elena Grabko. Welcome her to the Edge. Hello and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much, April, for inviting me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you. I think you're extra special. And here's to you. Thank you for your wonderful video.
This is inspiring. The coffee from this cup is much more cheerful. Trust me.
Oh, and it's so sweet.
Every morning since I got it, I just enjoyed drinking coffee from it.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'm going to have to come to Edmonton and visit you. I haven't been to Canada since I worked there. You
know, welcome.
I work in Canada, Alberta, Banff, Alberta, Calgary, all of that, Edmonton, and a good Tim Hortons donut. So tell us a little bit about your worldly experience and how you ended up finally being an acupuncturist from living originally in the Ukraine.
Yeah, actually, living in Ukraine, my life started with my dream to be a piano teacher, and I was doing it since I 7 years old. After finishing college and university, I became teaching kids piano, music subjects, and conducting the 100 kids course, which was very successful and professional. But during this time, there was separation in USSR, and my husband encouraged me to go to Israel. Since I'm Jewish, he's Ukrainian, but there was an opportunity. He said, we should move with our kids for a better life. So we moved to Israel, and after that, we moved to Canada in 7 years. Yet in Israel and Canada, it was two absolutely different countries with different languages, like Hebrew is writing from different side to side, you know, from left to right, from right to left, actually, instead of from left to right, any other language they wrote before, Ukrainian or Russian or English. So it was interesting experience to be teaching, conducting chorus, and suddenly on a stage, staying on a stage through competitions, and suddenly become a salesperson in Israel, selling Range Rovers and Rovers. That was a surprise for me because I couldn't really that time comprehend how did it happen to me. And later in my biography, I was thinking about this moment here in Canada on Toastmasters, ice breaking. First time that I was talking, I was writing that I lived few lives through my life, and I don't understand until now how that happened. That spirit in me was all the time pushing me to different directions in my life, to live few different lives and experiences through one lifetime. So in Israel, I was selling cars, and like I said in my biography, I would laugh in any face in Ukraine if someone would tell me that I was gonna sell something. I would just laugh, I wouldn't believe in it. But actually I enjoyed doing it. It was a very sophisticated job. There's different things that in US or Canada selling cars, you deal with customs and with police and with insurance and with banks, right, with everything, whatever is possible to give a person the car with the license plate and with insurance and with everything is absolutely different. Here is no, I wouldn't probably want to work here and sell cars. It was really, really simple, I think. And yeah, so I got some nice experience from that, dealing with people different ways. Then when I came to Canada, it was another a bit of shock. I knew English and I passed interviews to come to Canada as an immigrant, but when I came here, I couldn't really understand what how people talk, what they said, and they wouldn't really understand me. So I would say like, oh, I'm sorry, I apologized 100 times. Yet in a second year of being in Canada, I was working as a jewelry salesperson in a jewelry store and got in a year a promotion as a manager of the jewelry store. It was a store called Independent Jewelry Store. And it was a very interesting experience to sell jewelry, I must say. But all this competition and who sell more and stuff like this, I didn't like it. So I was ready to put my documents to university. I thought that I will want to be a principal in school. I loved to work with kids when I was in Ukraine. I just loved and I had a grandiose success with it in many, many ways. We don't have time enough for me to share this today, but I wanted to be a principal.
That's an additional interview. That's a reason. Okay.
Sounds good. So yeah, so I wanted to be a principal because I work the most ages that I loved was about 10 to 17 in school, and teenagers, it was my strength.
Wow.
So basically, I thought I will be a principal, and I put my documents already. I choose already the science instead of music because I didn't play in Israel for many years. Put in my mind, I will never be a musician there, and I was not. So this is all about mindset, and you will read it when you read my book. We will talk about it a bit later. So I set my mind, there are too many musicians in Israel. So I never strived to become a musician. So I did some attempts, but they were not fruitful. It didn't work for me after my experience that I had and success that I had. So I became a dealership representative. And when I came to Canada and worked in this jewelry store, I love to interact with people. I love to sell that people are not going to return the piece. So I always listen and find the right thing for the person. That was my motto then. The only thing, for some reason, I had a problem with my hip already. Before, after a little car accident, I hit a post on the black ice driving in 2000. Sorry about my.
That's okay. Drink from the cup.
Yeah, drink. Get a sip. So, and I felt suffocated, you know, in this place. So I left the jewelry store and I placed my documents, and it was already on the run when in 2003, when suddenly I've got another boost of that hip problem that I had. And that was kind of sign, God sign. I believe in God. I believe God, actually, not in God. I believe God. So it was, I didn't understand then. And I understood that it was a kick in my ass. Sorry for my language. To start a new career, to start absolutely different me. And during this time, I was going through personal development program with a master from my ex-country, from Uzbekistan. It was part of USSR at that time, already separated. And the master gave a program that I was learning, taking my glasses off. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was wearing the those glasses, how do you call them?
Goggles?
Just glasses to see close and far. Oh. There is a name for it. I don't remember the name. So, and it was a program to stop wearing the glasses. And I took my glasses off in basically 42 days, 21 days, those that far away and that I could see far in the distance, and
wow.
21 days practice to take my glasses for reading glasses. So that was a time, and suddenly during all this beautiful transformation in my vision, in my eyesight, not much of vision, you know, but eyesight, right. Suddenly I got again another boost with my hip that I couldn't move my leg. I was again taking crutches, and anti-inflammatory for a month, and I was suffering, pulling my leg behind me. So at this time, I kind of came to revelation that there is something happening that I don't want to happen in my life.
Right.
And I remember that in Ukraine back many, many years ago, I was suffering from hay fever. And it was year by year, no one could explain to me what it was. And I was sneezing and my eyes were all the time crying, and it was leaking from my nose. It was like, oh my gosh, that's not the best experience. And the doctor who practiced acupuncture at that time helped me with this hay fever. He gave me a couple of treatments and he showed me how I can massage my nose. And since then, I showed this to everywhere in Israel, in Canada, before I became even acupuncturist, I would show and share.
It was your aha moment. You were awakened. I know.
That's yeah, it was.
That happened to me when I had acupuncture for the first time. I was a little nervous because, again, brains, it doesn't hurt. Actually, it's pretty stimulating, and they know exactly what they're doing, and the needles are very, very thin. So tell us a little bit, what is acupuncture? Can you define that for us?
Okay, acupuncture that I decided to take instead of being a principal in school in 2003. Acupuncture is a science for me, and better science than anything else. Why do I think so? And I wrote it also in my book. Actually, I will show you for a second and we will come back to it. Yeah. So this is where I wrote about acupuncture. What is acupuncture? It's a science of how to connect to the brain. The only thing that I love that you say, like, hello brains, the brain is only organ in our body that actually is automatic switch station. This is electronic switch station, trust me, that only the brain can heal you. No any pill, no anything like a needle cannot heal you. So understand this really properly and clearly, that what actually acupuncture does, it shows the connection between a particular point on the body with a particular cell in the brain that it's connected to, because we have a lot of patches and we call them dermatomes, like patches on the body. We call them reflexes when we can apply some little pressure up to 3 kilograms, it's like 6 pound pressure, and we know, is it organ is involved in this particular case that you feel, if something happening to the organ or happening to the system, like endocrine system or immune system, and we know which point to engage. And needle is basically a stainless steel needle which provides electricity. It's plus and minus. Every cell has plus and minus, and this is like intangible connection, but it's tangible through the nerve system, because nerve system is existing. It's a tangible thing in our body, okay? And we have neurotransmitters every millimeter of our body. That's why when we burn our finger, we'll take it, you know, off the object, right? So acupuncture is only a connection. It's like I would say a cell phone, and I can actually compare it to cell phone in my book. I say, how do you call? There is no wire. There is no anything that connects you to the next opponent that you call into. So this is just, you dial the number that it's like a DNA in a person, or it's a fingerprint on your finger, something unique. This person only has this number. So that really point in your body has the connection to your own brain, and brain knows what to do. Brain creates all the physics and chemistry that happening in the body is due to brain. Even if you prescribe a pill by doctor and you take a pill, it takes you about 1 or 2 weeks sometimes to create the receptors for the most of medication. And what the receptors are created by? The brain. So if without brain, it's impossible. We become vegetables. Okay, vegetables.
Yeah, we're stimulating it. Let me ask you a question though. Okay, so you take the needles, just basically. You don't have any needles there with you, do you? No?
Actually, I do.
Okay, she's going to get a needle for it. I want you guys to see this, okay? Because, again, I've had it done. It is absolutely stimulating, rejuvenating. It's healing. It really, really works. It's not that expensive. And it is an alternative to taking pills. Now, if you are currently under a doctor's care, by all means, brains, continue that. Nobody is going to tell you to take away, you know, what your doctor is doing because you're under a certain regimen. But this is something different. This is something unique that has been around for centuries. The Chinese, the Japanese, the Americans, the Ukrainians, and Canadians are all doing acupuncture. And why is it so popular? And, you know, again, it is a stimuli. It wakens up certain nerve endings in your body, sends the signals to your brain that allows you to heal. So let's see one of the needles.
Okay, I will show you the small needles. They are different sizes.
So put it up to the camera and just kind of hold it kind of close. Yep, just keep it still. Okay, you see that, brain? You see that? That's nothing. That's smaller than the needle that you use when you're getting your blood drawn at the doctor's office.
No, I can put actually 10 needles in the hole of the needle. The hole in the needle for the blood taking.
Wow.
Can contain 10 needles of acupuncture. So this is a needle. It's in common pre-sterilized stainless steel, surgical stainless steel. And it has a plastic handle, metal handle. This one has plastic. And when I put it on your body, I basically just find the point first. Because just to put the needle, everyone can, you know? No. You take a needle and you put it in your body, and this is not a problem.
They put it in the wrong place, can it cause damage?
No. The only thing it can, you know, get the capillary burst or something. Okay. Like little thing. So basically, this is a needle.
Okay, hold it still. Look at that, brains. Okay.
And it doesn't really matter which needle I would use. This is a pouch that I travel with, okay? I travel with this pouch and I do treatments anyway. If I go to my mentor to Los Angeles for training for my coaching business, or I'm going to my Kiko Matsumoto, my master from Japan that taught me this different techniques and different assessment of the body. This is a big needle, okay? That's a big needle, so.
Wow.
Doesn't really matter which needle it will be. You're not gonna feel much about all of them. And if you even feel something sometimes when it touches the nerve, maybe, then you just say to your practitioner that it's not comfortable, and practitioner can pull this needle a millimeter up and you're not going to feel anything.
Right. Well, you might acupuncture actually twist it a little bit.
We can twist, but I learned the technique that we call it in and out, like this. So it's a little movement, like basically you don't even feel when the needle is in, you cannot feel it.
Touching and connecting with something called meridian points, is that something that you need to study when you learn?
We have a lot, actually 365 points on the body. Wow. But we have more. So you wanted me to tell you about the acupuncture. Do you want me to explain to you Chinese and Japanese difference in between?
Okay, so Braze, I need you to understand that there is, you know, two different types of learning. There's a Japanese style and there's Chinese. So tell us a little bit about the difference.
First of all, to understand that any acupuncture, Korean or Japanese or any other thing, like my own that I do, whatever, it's all based on Chinese medicine. So the Chinese medicine basically is the foundation. The most of points, acupoints, are taken by every acupuncturist. Yet in Japanese, they became a bit different. For me, I think they're a bit of advanced, you know, in assessment. And they go through reflexes. Chinese medicine going usually through how the tongue looks, and they analyze the tongue. Analyze the pulse, okay, and asking you about symptoms, and obviously see the site of the injury if it's an injury, or just make a conclusion through the assessment of tongue and the pulse. In Japanese, we do the hara diagnosis. Hara is abdomen in Japanese, but we do that. This is the main thing, the abdomen, yet we do assessment of the hands and feet and the neck and spinal column, different places for reflex zone. That's a difference between Japanese and Chinese. We don't really much place into tongue or pulse. We use pulse when it's needed.
it was strange for me because when I visited China, the first place that my driver told me that I needed to go the next day was to the clinic. I looked at him. I was like, I came here to explore my, you know, inner self and all that. He goes, ah, but it's where you need to be. So they examined me externally, you know, right here on my wrist, my kidney, my liver, my spleen, and he also examined my tongue. So I totally understand, you know, where you're coming from. A lot of times people think that, well, this must be the Chinese version of acupuncture because you're talking about the spinal column. And a lot of people connect that, you know, that's the umbilical cord or still attached to your entire body. You don't do a lot of work with that. You actually hit the meridian points, and then does that signal the spinal cord that then in turn signals the brain?
Basically, there are some points that straight signal to the brain, some points that are going through the spinal column. We have our matter in our spinal column as well, right? And what we're actually looking for as well on spinal column is, we call them shu points in Chinese. Shu points are the points that are basically coming out of the root of the innervation of the organ or system. So every vertebra is connected because it has a transverse processes of the, if each vertebra a special hole where the actually the nerve root is going through and throwing the nerve to innervate the organ or part of the body like limbs, and you know what I mean.
So I asked this question, but let me ask you a couple questions. The first one is, if you have acupuncture, is it, you know, can it be damaging to you?
You know what, there were a few articles about 20 years ago I read about damaging with acupuncture, that you can do this and that. And, you know, when I read those, they are so not, of course you can damage. You can take a needle and puncture the lungs, you know, like, but is acupuncturist is an insane person? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like every acupuncturist knows how to insert the needle. We have special science of, for example, needles going out in some place and in some place, you know, needles going perpendicular in some place and only oblique or only superficial, just like along the skin. So, I mean, like you can't really do the damage.
Okay.
Of course, if you really get into nerve, like some people say, it's painful. So this is already right away the signal for the acupuncturist to withdraw a bit of needle. Because you can't damage if the needle is withdrawn. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you touch the nerve, this is fine. It could be touchy. But after that, it's going up back and the person already can slip. You know, people
and this
forget.
Is something that you just try to get a safety pin and try. Because, you know, I got to warn you. Okay, so you got any kids out there, tell them this is not what we're doing. Secondly, I want to ask you, my acupuncturist applies heat on top of where she has actually inserted the needle. Does that intensify?
This is amoxibustion. We can apply heat with a lamp. We have a TDP lamp, a magnetic lamp that gives you energy and emitting little particles of different minerals at you. And that's how you even laying down up under this lamp, you can become better, you know, in some way. Of course, it won't take damage problem, you know, that you have in your body, but it will help with energy. But we apply moxa. Moxa apply different ways. It's
right.
A herb.
Right.
And and it's applied to warm needle. It's called warming needle technique. So we need sometimes to get to our brain, not just a needle, but a heat on top of needle or heat beside the needle, you know, like just by the side of the insertion of the needle. And this is sometimes change a lot. Especially moxa is applied on people or sites where the sites are cold. Like, for example, some people come, I will ask them, it's like, do you go home and when you go to sleep to your bed, can you touch your tummy and see if it's a cold tummy or it's warm tummy? People don't do that, you know. They don't touch the abdomen to measure the temperature. They just go to bed and sleep, put pajamas. But when they come to me, I can touch and apply, you know, my pressure, and I can touch the skin. And if it's cold, then it needs a moxa. It's definitely some cold inside of the organ, spleen or kidney, you know.
Okay. All right. So now let me ask you another question. Is acupuncture a way to restore your health, or is it more pain management? And, you know, and the mindset, how do all of those correlate?
Okay. There are two different things. Acupuncture, as a regular acupuncturist, usually just inserts the needles. And your answer for your first question will be both. So if you, for example, came to me with a sprained ankle, of course I will do your ankle. But I have, for example, experience with a lady who stepped in my place with a swollen and painful ankle and having it for a month. And this person, I basically didn't do the ankle. I put one needle in the ankle at the end of treatment just for her, that she would think that I treated her ankle. Because this person was all in distress. This is a second question, how the mind related to the body, okay? So mind is related to the body because the body doesn't live without mind. And what I wrote in my book, actually, it's about three things. Two things are intangible: spirit, mind, and body, and only one thing is tangible. So we are all about our body. But think about mind. This lady with the ankle, her ankle was not a problem. Her problem was her mind. She was very upset and stressed so badly. 70 years old, absolutely healthy person. So I dealt with her nervous system, immune system, and a couple of other things, and one needle in her ankle, but I was talking her through. She was crying all this out, listening to me, asking me questions. I would, as a coach, I would talk to her and give her her mindset. So after first treatment, she came another week. And second treatment, she said she came, she'd still be limping. And I said to her, why are you limping? You have no swell. Do you have pain? And she said, no pain. I said, like, why are you limping? She said, I don't know. This has already become a chronic thing. You remember you asked me, can it heal or can it just take a symptom away, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I said both. So I will come in a second to it. So in her thing, she already created a neural pathway in her brain that she's limping. So right. She will limp through the life. So I told her, no one lives here. I leave my room limping. You're absolutely healthy. I said that first time in my life I say to somebody, right. You absolutely healthy in your 70. You have no problems. The only your problem was that you had a mindset disturbed. Confused completely mindset, which showed up in some weak place. And this place was ankle. Maybe in when she was a child, she maybe inverted her.
Consciously, she had programmed herself because she had been limping all this time. She had got used to the limping instead of walking normally. So she had to reset her mindset. That is absolutely powerful. It's
basically
powerful.
Basically, after she left second treatment, I said to her, you don't need to come to me unless something happened to you, or you want just me to check you sometimes. Once in a couple of months or something, you know. Yet I said to her, you're not going to limp, so I will teach you how to walk. So I taught her how to walk properly, and she left without it.
The last question I have about acupuncture itself is that it is really not that expensive. Sometimes it's covered under insurances. A lot of insurances are looking more towards holistic options. So check with your doctor. Can you use acupuncture in conjunction with westernized medicine? I mean, I know each person is different. Brains, again, check with your doctor. But, you know, is this something that you can use in combination? Because I wouldn't use, me personally, a muscle relaxer if I'm going to see my acupuncturist. I'm going to let my acupuncturist do it. And then, you know, if that doesn't work, let the body heal, adjust, and then try medication. What is your feeling about that?
Okay, so I didn't answer first about the first question. I said both. So symptom is you can take a pill or you can take acupuncture, you know, but it's up to you. There are three categories for people. I write it in my book, and you need to understand which category you are. Some people will go for the pill. Some people will go straight to acupuncture. Some people will go to nowhere, okay? And you need to understand who are you. So the thing is about it, acupuncture can take and relax you. And what the best, you remember I said this is the best thing, acupuncture is the best. Why? Because it actually has no side effects. You asked me a few times, does it do any damage or something? It has no side effect. Like I say, it's only, you should be insane acupuncturists who can make a damage to you. But I really, in my practice, I'm practicing close to 20 years, I never heard of any kind like this. So the symptom is easy to take it, maximum three treatments if you have it for a while. The problem, like, for example, I have a patient with autoimmune problem, which is ulcerative colitis, and people suffer and suffer and suffer. I know one person who comes to me, she has for 20 years a special infusion every month just to make her survive this until she came to me. So, and I have a young fellow who went to Germany and got those blood stem. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So after that blood stem, it was neutralized here in Canada for some reason, because there was something happening in a hospital that gave him shot, and it was like he never had this blood stem thing. So the problem is that when he came to me, he, for example, would go to have problem with his intestine every, I don't know, few minutes. He said everywhere he would come, he would only see where the washroom is. So it's, mucousy blood, that's not good stuff to have. But in a year, like of one treatment a week, in a year, it was basically to nothing. But it says that it's absolutely incurable, right? So a year is okay for such a disease. And now he is coming for maintenance once a month. I told him if he would take me, hire me as a coach, he would stop having it. But that's his choice.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's about trust and a belief. You know, an acupuncturist is like your massage therapist. It's like your dentist. It's like your doctor. You have to know, like, and trust them and look at their credentials, look at their testimonials, people that have worked with them, recommendations, before you let anybody do anything on you, okay? So we want to talk about your book and being a Toastmaster. You and I both have that in common. I was a Toastmaster. I was the president of our chapter. I love Toastmasters. It is the best nonprofit, free organization for people that want to learn how to speak and present themselves. But not only are you a speaker and a presenter, you are an author. Show us again your book and tell us a little bit about what is inside the pages of your book. Hold it up just a little bit. Yeah, hold it. There you go. It is Elena Grabko, Your Mind-Body Alliance and the Truth About Acupuncture. Okay, the truth. That's what we're doing. Not your perception, but the facts. Tell us.
Always the truth.
Is of your book.
Yeah, thank you. This book was written in a couple of years, and I rewrote it a few times because I couldn't yet make my mind what the audience I'm writing it for, you know. But sincerely, the last decision was that this is basically for everybody. First, it was for people who I coach for the mindsets. And second, it was for people who want to know about acupuncture. And I show a lot of examples here. I also explain how your spirit, what it does to you, what your mind does to you, how to deal with your mind. We are all programmed. Since we were children, we had babies, we had our DNA. And during the time up to 8 years old, we don't really develop our conscious mind. So we think a little tiny bit, but the most we have our subconscious working. And subconscious, it's just like recording, you know, tape recorders. So it's recording everything, whatever you hear, whatever you see, whatever you touch, whatever you taste, and store it as a picture, situations in your subconscious mind. So I wrote this one at you, everybody. Why? Because every person will find here about how to change the mind and how understand what acupuncture does. I have many examples here of people who come to see me. And at the end, I would say that
that they're well.
You need to know your mind, and you need to know your body. Absolutely. All the body is here. Every organ is explained. Every idea. What the taste in your mouth you can feel when you your organ is going down, or what the craving you can have, or what the diet you should apply, or what the mindset you have that makes this organ weaker. You know what I mean? And how to deal with it. So you have different recommendations. And you also know, like, for example, if you're craving something sour, and you become angry so easily if someone cut you on the road, which organ is it is. Okay. Wow. And if you think at night what happened through the day, and saying that, for example, how I could do it better. Why didn't I say this? Why did I say that? When I told myself not to act like this, not to say this, why continue doing it? You will find which organ connect to this. And people who had it in their life, they weaken this organ through their life, and finally they have diabetes second type, for example.
And that's just so powerful. So Brains, I want to tell you that you are in the drawing. She is going to be gracious enough to send a copy for our monthly drawing, and you'll also win a signature mug so that you can sit there and sip on some good coffee and, you know, check out your mind, body, and how you can get some acupuncture and how that's going to work for you. Before we conclude, though, I do not want to leave my Brains not knowing about Life by Design. Tell us about your coaching program, Life by Design, quickly.
I love how you call it. You call it Life by Design, but it's Live by Design, you know? I will tell you. No, you're not sorry. A few years ago, I didn't know how to call my clinic. It was AccuHealth and Wellness. And when I started doing coaching, which I did all my life, but professionally, I didn't do it like separately from my treatment bed when I coached people through the treatment. I didn't do that. So in 2015, when I came in connection to Bob Proctor and Proctor Gallagher Institute, became certified Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant, mentor, facilitator, and coach. So until then, it was AccuHealth and Wellness. When I became much more wider profile, you can say, you know, and I really fell in love how I can help those that come to me with a problem in their body and seem to be having for years. So it's really, really tough. With acupuncture, it will take a year or two to take out, you know what I mean? Right, if it's like five years, this problem is autoimmune problem, you know, that you can't be without and you don't have life. Can't be without the washroom and all the time pain, mucus and blood. You can't live this life. So for such people, I offer coaching services. And I was lost with the name. I put on Facebook, Life by Design, exactly how you called it. Okay, Life by Design. Why? Because there's two types of life. One life is how you were programmed from your childhood. Money doesn't grow on a tree. If you're sick, you're sick. You must go straight to the doctor if you're sick. You don't trust acupuncture because it could be damaging and stuff. All through those fears that you basically program through your childhood. And you will propel through your life to the grave, trust me, if you don't change your mindset. So this is a question. It was Life by Design. Why? Because you live life by default. That's how it is. How it came with a stamp from the manufacturer that made the thing, you know, and you don't do any adjustment to it. You just leave it like it is. This is actually life by default. So I call my Facebook page Life by Design. So you can design through your mindset your life. You can design be healthy. You can design be wealthy. You can design be happy. All the time, people say, you cannot be happy all the time. Yes, you can. When you develop this love and you develop this high vibrations, you all the time on the top, okay? So when I came to the registration of this name, Live by Design, it was Life by Design, but it was already taken from my Facebook page. Someone took it.
Oh, okay.
So I could not have this Life by Design. So you did mistake, you see. So I had to say, seek for something close. And I said, what about Live by Design? It's like, you know, I encourage people to live by design.
And to love their life. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can orchestrate your life, Brains. You can edit and filter. You don't have to be like one of these cars that she used to sell. Okay. Just stamped by the manufacturer. Okay. But you could be a brilliant piece of jewelry like she sold in her previous life. Travel around the world, open yourself up to new modalities, new understandings, new awareness. Do not be afraid. What you should be afraid of is what you don't know, because you're limiting yourself. Okay, open yourself up. And I'm so glad, Elena, that you are here with us on The Edge. Come back. I want to hear more about the music. You know what? I would like to see you sit at the piano and play, because I know you can still play.
I can play. I just don't play really much. I have a piano. After 20 years that I was not playing and I can play by ear sometimes, yet I found that that technique was lost through so many years. You know, I didn't play for about, I think, 15 years before I got a piano.
So you are still orchestrating in people's lives.
I do. I call it art of acupuncture and art of coaching. This is art of mindset and art of acupuncture. When a person leaves with sparkly eyes, different color of the face, no pain, people leaves with no disease, you know what I mean? Like no palpitation anymore. Like I have people 90 years old who came to me after heart attack, you know? And this is what you said right now. Don't live through your fear. Open you up. This is the thing. Because basically, what is life about? Life about exploration. Explore yourself. Exactly. Explore yourself to, you know, open yourself to other possibilities.
And that's what you've done. You traveled around to do that. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they are there in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and they want to come and see you personally. If they want to join your Live by Design or Life by Design Facebook group, get more information, purchase your book. How do they get in contact with Elena Grabko?
Okay, there are a few possibilities. You definitely can visit my websites. One is livebydesigninc.com. This is my coaching website, and you can actually go through this website and find the connection to me to talk to me like I talk right now with you through Zoom, through my webinar room. I can talk to you, and I can actually help you sometimes to recognize what the problem with health you have. If you go, this is one connection. You can obviously go with welcome at livebydesigninc.com and have my, just send me an email or go on Gmail, send me email through my name, yelenagrabko@gmail.com. Yet you also can have consultation. If you go to the website that I built for Health Center, Live by Design Health Center, center written centre, you know, like a French version of it, C-E-N-T-R-E. And if you read the book, you can find it there at the end. So you can definitely contact me anyways, and I do consultations online and coaching online and whatever you need online. So just trust your guts, you know, learn to trust your guts. When you trust somebody, you do it.
Touch it to see if it's warm or cold before you go to bed, brains. How about that?
It's -7 today at our place.
Absolutely.
Warm clothes today for sure. And
well,
wind.
Thank you so much for being here, brains. You know, again, like I said, this is a place for exploration. This is a place for learning. This is a place for love, growth, because I care about you. I want you to be the best possible brain you can possibly be. And the only way you can do that is by stimulating it, okay? Thank you so much. Go back and subscribe to other forms of this delivery, be it on YouTube, Facebook, iTunes, Mixcloud, Spotify, Blog Talk. We are all over the planet. We're going to keep replaying this because I want you to know it. Share it with friends, okay? Share the love, because sharing is caring, and I care so much for you. Thank you so much for being here on the show with me, Elena. Please come back, and if you're in Los Angeles for training, call me up, girl. I'm about 2 hours away. I'm gonna drive up there and see you. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Take the Beatles with you.
Thank you
for some work done.
Thank you for having me here too. I'm really grateful.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Love you, brains.